بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كعب: والله ما أنعم الله علي من نعمة قط بعدي فداني الله للإسلام أعظم في نفسه من صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أكون كذبته. فذين الإسلام في حديث حضرت كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه, where they did not go out for the expedition of Tabuk. And finally, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned, and he did get the thoughts of even making up a story, but he said, I decided I will do nothing but speak the truth. And about the truth, he explains further. He says that by Allah, Allah did not favor me with any other ni'mat more after the ni'mat of Islam, greater than the ni'mat of speaking the truth to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on that occasion. Otherwise, I could also have made up a story very easily, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was accepting everyone's story at face value. Whatever anyone came and say, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted it, asked forgiveness for that person, and renewed his bayat with him also on Islam. And so I could also have done the same. But at that time I thought of speaking the truth, and I find that was the greatest ni'mat that Allah had blessed me, not to make up a story, not to lie, but to speak the truth. فَأَهْلِكَ كَمَا هَلَكَ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا. Had I done that, then after a long period of 50 long days, he said, then I should also have been destroyed as those people were destroyed who had spoken lies and who made stories, the munafiqeen. That should have been my lot also. And as explained, that when a person does the right thing, then he does go through difficulties and hardships for some time. But afterwards the opening comes, and that is a great opening, and it is forever. And on the other hand, when the occasion comes and a person does the wrong thing, whether it is lying, whether it is now like we didn't get up for Fajr, we decided we're just going to sleep or something, immediately there seems to be great enjoyment and relief in that. But the end result of that is always great destruction in all these matters. So a person, Allah give us tawfiq, on the occasion what is the right thing to be done, we do that, though we have to perhaps experience. We ask Allah to save us from any difficulties and hardships, but if we have to go through them, but by doing the right thing, the end result is always very good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ لِلَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا حِينَ أَنزَلَ الْوَحْيَ شَرَّ مَا قَالَ لِأَحَدٍ. He says then, Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Quran Sharif for those people who lied, the munafiqeen, the worst that could have been revealed in the wahi, in the revelation of Allah Ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, what the worst things that can be said for a person, those people who lied, Allah revealed for them these terrible conditions. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah Ta'ala says, سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ إِذَا انْقَلَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ. That these people, when you will return to them, and those that did not go out in this expedition of Tabuk, that is the munafiqeen, they will come to you and they will tell you stories so that you let them loose, so that you don't take them to task. You let them off the hook, and so when that comes, فَعَرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ. So do accept them, don't worry about them. Let them go. They made up their stories, they said that we had this excuse, that excuse. Accept it at face value, leave the reality to Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even asked forgiveness for them, and he also renewed their bayat on Islam. إِنَّهُمْ رِجْسٌ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. These people are filth and dirt, and their place is the fire of Jahannam. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And this is because of what they have earned, what they have done. First of all, they did not go out. They had absolutely no intention of going. These true Muslims did have intention of going, but they were overtaken by their procrastination, etc. But they had absolutely no intention of going. And they also came up now and made up these stories and lied to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ. And they've come and taken their qasam and their oaths that this was our problem, this was our problem, and all that, so that you just don't take them to task, that you leave them alone. فَإِنْ عَارَضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So if you accept them and you be pleased with them, that these were the excuses and therefore we accept them, then remember, for these evil and bad people, Allah Ta'ala will never be pleased with them. So Allah Ta'ala, whenever our matters come also with any person, whether it is with the wife, whether it is with fellow Muslim people, whether it is with the ulama, or whoever else it might be, we can make them happy or they can make us happy. But Allah's matter is a different matter. And especially with the righteous and the pious, the awliya, normally their hearts are very big and they forgive open-heartedly. And also it is mentioned that الَّذِي يَكُونُ مُنْتَقِمًا لَا يَكُونُ وَلِيًّا. A person who takes revenge is not a wali of Allah. And a person who is a wali of Allah does not take revenge. So they don't take revenge. But when Allah Ta'ala takes to task, that is very, very severe. And in fact, the advice is for all righteous and pious people, all the wrong ones, that they should take some little revenge from that person. If they take the revenge, then Allah does not take revenge. Allah said, my banda has taken his revenge. And what revenge we can take is very small and little. And if Allah takes to task, then that is very severe. How much a person is within his right. Somebody did wrong to you, you can also at that time take that revenge according to that limit. One person who was walking with his newly wed wife, and there were some water puddles and some splashes went onto that woman, the newly wed wife. So the husband became very angry and blamed a certain buzurg who was also walking past and gave him one slap. The buzurg did nothing, he took no revenge. The next moment that person fell down dead. They accused this buzurg of murder. He said, what did I do? I did absolutely nothing. All that happened, that he took revenge because of his wife. And that was also wrong. I did not cause those pleasures. But he took that revenge from me. My friend took revenge from him. Allah Ta'ala then, Allah's punishment came. So especially even with our wives, and especially when they are righteous and pious, and we hurt their feelings, various types of accusations we make, and they turn around and sleep with tears coming out from their eyes and crying to Allah, then our position is in a very dangerous position. The same it is with our workers also. We can easily do them wrong. We can shout them. We can perhaps even hit them. We can do all that. But if they turn to Allah, even if they are non-believers, and Allah's help is with them, then we are in a very, very serious position. So therefore, we should always be afraid of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala when we do wrong. Fellow people can also take their revenge, and usually that is a small revenge. But the revenge Allah takes is very severe. And there is only one way then, that we make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And we try and make happy those people that we have wronged. In whichever way we have wronged them, we should try and make them happy and make tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala.